Let's start off with a quick look at Weston 4, and there has been a group of mated peregrine falcons that has made their home for a couple of years now up on top of Weston 4.
Actually, the falcons started nesting there in 2006. They were around the area prior to that, but the first documented nesting in our nesting box up on Weston was in 2006.
All right. Since then, there have been a couple of clutches of eggs that have hatched there. And how many of those have been successful so far?
In 2009 was the first year that we did a full-fledged four bandings of four chicks.
All right. And there have been a couple of other bandings that have happened since then.
Yes.
But the exciting thing is one of those eggs has hatched.
Yes, we have four eggs up in the nesting box above Weston unit number 3, but we've been watching, and the first one hatched.
What does this mean? Because last year we didn't hear much about the eggs. What happened?
Last year, the female falcon, which is the same one that's there this year, actually laid two eggs, but the two eggs did not hatch. We're working directly with Greg Septon with the Wisconsin Peregrine Falcon Foundation. Not exactly sure what happened, but we had an unsuccessful nesting season last year.
What is the process here at this point now that there has been a hatching at the site?
We actually had a contest that went out to the elementary schools in central Wisconsin, having the kids submit names to hopefully name four or five or however many eggs that we happen to get and how many chicks happen to hatch. And we've selected four winners, and we're just waiting to make sure that the four eggs hatch, and then we'll be probably around June 10th or so, right about that time frame, we'll be doing a banding ceremony where the students whose names were selected will be able to come in with their families and watch the banding ceremony.
What's the process here now that eggs have hatched from the DNR and the raptor group?
Actually, it is we work directly with the Wisconsin Peregrine Falcon Foundation, and Greg Septon will come. He will actually take some blood from the falcons and put a band on them so that that way they can track them and see where they end up nesting and just kind of track the behaviors of the falcons. And then, basically, they're on their own.
What should residents know about the nesting falcons there? Are they going to be bothering anyone, or should they know anything about that?
No, at this point, there's really not anything really for our general customers to worry about. They're a fun bird to watch, and that's about it.
All right, if people are looking for more information about the falcons at Weston Power Plant, where do they go?
WisconsinPublicService.com. And enter in Weston Peregrine Falcons.